Life Audio.
Welcome to Crosswalk. We're so glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is the identity of Christ. We'll be right back with the devotional after a brief message from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Who Do You Say I Am? By Amanda Eidelman. Matthew 16:15. But what about you? He asked. Who do you say I am? Men and women often die needlessly difficult deaths. What makes Jesus' death on the cross meaningful? Why does Jesus matter? The answer to that question is really the centerpiece of the Christian faith. What we each believe about the identity of Jesus has the power to transform him from being just a prophet, clever speaker, or possibly even a crazy man into the living, breathing Son of God. Jesus proves his divinity to humanity most remarkably through his death on the cross that fulfilled the prophecies laid out about our Savior in Scripture and his subsequent resurrection. No one else in human history has the power to overcome death. Jesus' death is his living sacrifice for our sins, and resurrection defies the rules of this world in a way that only God can accomplish. God's love is displayed through his incredible sacrifice. If Jesus only came to earth in order to display his divine power to humans so we would worship him, then our need for him in our lives as a personal savior would be diminished. If he only showed up on earth to parade his power and coerce us into worshiping him, then he would be just like those cruel Greek and Roman gods that were filled with pride and selfishness. Jesus is different from the other gods of this world because he clearly tells and demonstrates to us the purpose of his incarnation. John 3:16 tells us, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." His arrival on earth was a well-thought-out rescue mission. He came to redeem his fallen creation. Jesus' existence on earth is a gracious invitation to all humanity to engage in a real, life-changing, and eternity-impacting relationship with the one true living God. Jesus asked Peter, one of his disciples, the question, "Who do you say I am?" Jesus knows that it's important to Peter's faith that he grasp that Jesus is fully a man, but also fully God. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light. Without his disciples understanding all of who Jesus the man was, they would not be able to receive the gift of salvation that God was offering. The question of "Who do you say I am?" continues to be the most foundational question for people of faith. Our ability to recognize Jesus as our Lord and Savior is where our paths towards transformation and adoption into God's heaven family begins. If you are in a season of questioning or feel a sense of disillusionment with the church, I ask you to just go back to this question. Who is Jesus? What did he come to do? How has knowing him impacted your life? That's the place to start when we are wanting to deconstruct our beliefs. Build back a stronger, more firm foundation that begins with Jesus, your Savior. God embraces our question, but we have to be open to hear the answers he came down to earth to give us. Intersecting faith and life. Go back and read the Gospels from the Bible. Study the life, words, and teachings of Jesus. Let the alive and active Word of God be the foundation you build your belief system on. Further reading. King's Cross, The Story of the World in the Life of Jesus by Tim Keller. Deconstruction does not mean you're losing your faith.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Do you ever hear sayings make their way through the culture and the church that seem nice in theory, but are actually theologically problematic? My name is Shara Donahue, and I'm the host of The Bible Never Said That, a podcast where we examine these popular sayings under the lens of biblical truth. We cover sayings like, God won't give you more than you can handle, time heals all wounds, and follow your heart. We also spend time exploring how people use Bible verses out of context. If you want to grow in discernment and truth, join us and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.